This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lindell Report. I was just watching that intro. Most of that goes back 3 years. I'll have to get a new one done soon. But it brings back memories where this all started and what we've been fighting for 3 years to get rid of these electronic voting machines and go to paper ballots, hand counting. Well, we have great news. Over the last, I'd say, 4 weeks, the doors just keep opening up. Everybody knows we have the Supreme Court case going on. It was brought there last week by the great Kurt Olson, and that goes back to Arizona. When the first case I brought in Arizona in the spring of 2022, when I brought that case there, right away Mark Fincham and Carrie Lake jumped on board as plaintiffs. Alan Dershowitz, as a lawyer, he joined the team, even though he's a Democrat, because he said, we've got to get rid of these machines. We've got to secure our elections. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. Remember, the Democrats wanted these machines gone for 2 decades, everybody. We've been fighting Republicans, uniparty, horrible people like Brad Rassenberger, Robin Voss, Kim Hammers, Shane Scholer. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Anyway, we put this case out in Arizona, and the judges there, or the court there, ruled that they didn't have standing. And then when we took it to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit said, we agree, there's no standing. Well, then they took it one step further, and they sanctioned the lawyers. Of course, Alan Dershowitz, he ran for the hills. Oh, I got sanctioned. I'm such a coward. Off he went, you know, and he said, you know, just because you get, you know, they tell you you're getting blocked. He was the one that said they for sure had standing. But we're an anomaly in history, everybody, and this is where we're at. It's a battle of evil and good, epic proportions, historical, biblical proportions. Well, our brave Kurt Olson and others took it through this door that opened up to the Supreme Court. Why was this door open to the Supreme Court? Because they kicked it out on standing. And by doing that, you can not only open the door to the Supreme Court to say, they did have standing, you made a bad ruling, but it also opened up the opportunity, because it was kicked out on standing, to bring in more evidence. And that evidence, by the way, will be... this is the evidence that backed up the case dropped last week. The new evidence, and also the declarations by all the experts that looked at all this, including decryption keys in every single machine. And what is a decryption key? Well, that's like having a bank vault with the combination written right there, right on the front of the vault. Or it's like having my ATM card with my password on the back of the card. And yes, I've done that before, but there was no money in the account. So I said, why not have it on there, you know? And these decryption keys are like God keys inside a machine. They can do whatever they want. They can do anything at once. Anybody can take these keys, flip elections, go horizontal, and you're going to learn a lot tonight as we bring in this other thing with the... when we bring in Patrick Colbeck, and we're going to talk about all the stuff that was found in Michigan. And we're being proactive. We're on the offense. I have been on the offense. I'm always on the offense. I don't play defense. I've been attacked. I'm the one that asked Dominion to sue me. Sue me, Dominion. Sue me, Dominion. And why? To get the evidence in the news, to bring it all to you, to the world, to the country. Instead, what do I get for it? I get not only get sued, my pillow, they sue my pillow because their CEO is out there trying to secure our election. And they sued my pillow saying that their CEO was doing this to make money. It was a grand scheme to get notoriety, to put promo codes out there. I got news for you, Dominion and Smartmatic and others, and Eric Coomer. I was doing promo codes for the last 15 years. That's how we track our media, whether things are good or bad. And I Smartmatic, you who sued me, I sued my pillow a year, and not until 2022. By then, my pillow had lost hundreds of millions of dollars, just decimated. Hundreds of millions, but yet you sued saying, oh, it's a money-making scheme. It's a money-making, a marketing scheme. Well, I'm not that stupid. I think I know a little bit about marketing. It's just nonsensical cases that have sat there, been nothing but a distraction and a money drain. It's disgusting. It's called lawfare. It hadn't been done in our country since 1792, everybody. Since 1792, and they outlawed it. Now there's lawfare everywhere. Well, any other time in history, when you see, like right now, like the Supreme Court case we brought there, where there are decryption keys inside, which remember, they never let us look in the machines. You can't look in the machines. You know, you can't look in the machines. These decryption keys are in there for anyone to hack our elections. And the government has deemed our elections critical infrastructure. We need the Supreme Court to look at this and accept the case, everybody. But we need your help. There's only one thing that can stop this now, is if people don't find out about this and they try and bury this too, like they have every other piece of evidence we've ever had. Not one piece of evidence we've had, everybody, has been looked at by a judge based on merit. So all you horrible journalists that watch my show, shame on you. And by the way, a good journalist that did an article, I'm gonna bring that up tonight when Patrick's talking. I'm gonna look it up. They did a great article for once. They just spoke the truth that this case was filed. They did a great article. It was actually Newsweek, and I'm gonna put out the reporter's name. This is called reporting the news. They don't have to say anything, even what's in it, but that this Supreme Court case was filed. Mike Lindell's been saying for 3 years, we're gonna get to the Supreme Court. He's a liar. He's going to overturn the 2020 election. Mike Lindell's a conspiracy theorist. Well, that's rubbish. Mike Lindell wants to have, loves his country and wants to have elections and not selections. But we need your help, everybody. Please go to lindellplan.com and support this now. Put whatever money you can pour into this. Everything you can do, we need you to put money into the plan. This is from the Supreme Court. We need help. And also from all the counties and everything we're going on. And the Election Crime Bureau, which we're going to have Patrick Kobach give us a great update of what's going on in Michigan. You're going to find out more incriminating, more evidence that's just, it's like having a gun in a murder thing and the guy and the person saying they did it. It should be case closed, done, boom, everybody in the country that would hear about this would want to get rid of it. But we've got to spend a lot of money over the next couple of weeks to get the word out. We have to get the word out that the case is at the Supreme Court. That's where you can send the checks, everybody. 1550 Audubon Road, Chaska, Minnesota, 55318. Go to lindellplan.com, or you can call 800-598-6747. You can donate by phone. We need your help. I ran out of money to fund this. I didn't ask people for money for two and a half years until all of a sudden they destroyed everything over here. And I spent $40 million over here trying to put money wherever it would take. But in the meantime, it built great infrastructure. The Cause of America, the Election Crime Bureau, which, by the way, Patrick Kobach, the COO of it, he's going to be on here in a minute. Everything, all the evidence out there, lawyers we hire all over the country, everything that's going on that we can put money into from the Lindell Office Fund to secure our election. Remember, we're not spending this money on anything else, nothing else, because everything else doesn't matter if your elections are stolen. Everything else will be, you're just pouring money down a drain. We have to secure our elections. We have to secure our election platform. That's where it's at. You want to help the country, you need to donate tonight. We want to fill up the operators, get the operators, get the lines full. And if you don't have money, at least educate yourself on lindellplan.com and send it everywhere. Send it to all your social media platforms. We only get one shot at this, everybody. One shot at this. And we got, five, six, 7 months left. The early voting, so a lot of these states are starting like in September. It's disgusting. But you know what? We're well on our way. We have over 200 and some counties committed to go paper ballots and count it. If we didn't have all the tools, we have all the tools, everybody. We have all the devices, the wireless monitoring devices. We have them ready to go. We just have to make them, and we don't have the funding. We need funding for that, everybody. We want to get one in every single county. Patrick's going to come on here and tell you all about how they lie that they're on the internet. Now we have even more evidence. And so with that said, I'm going to bring Patrick on. And just remember, if you can, as you're watching the show and you get time, hit that button to donate for the election. It's actually the Lindell Offense Fund, but it's easy to find there at lindellplan.com. Or you can go to lindelloffensefund.org. And it all takes you to the same place, but we really need your help. The country needs your help, and our future, it's our future. Everything's on the line. So, Patrick, are you there?
I certainly am. How you doing, Mike?
That was my opening monologue. I didn't even have a little screen, you know, a teleprompter.
Yeah. I'm one who needs a teleprompter. That's what happens to get engineers on TV.
Well, Patrick, I know you've done such a great job with the Election Crime Bureau. And by the way, everybody, Patrick, you know, he's kind of the CEO of the hub of the wheel of the country when everything's going on. He does the mechanics out there and is the glue, bringing it all together and putting it in. What an amazing job they are. Back when you were a rocket science, which he was, guys, did you ever think that you'd be an election expert?
Never thought about it at all. Those were the fun days. When I used to teach out at space camp, that was a lot more fun. But you know what? Yeah. I'd like to send some of these guys into orbit right now with some of what they're trying to perpetrate on the American people. And Mike, you've been at the forefront of this for a long time. And last night when I was filling in for you, we gave everybody an overview of all the different solutions that you help make available for everybody in the country. It's not just for you. It's for everybody. And so I just want to reiterate what you were talking about. We got to get people out to lindellplan.com. I mean, you've put all your chips out on the table. Everything you've got is invested into securing our elections. If we want to secure them, it's up to everybody else to pitch in. But you've been right since day one. I mean, you remember when we first met, it was you contacted me because I was a poll challenger out at the TCS Center in Detroit. And if you recall, my big testimony, my affidavit coming out of that as a certified Microsoft small business specialist, as a former Michigan State Senator who served on the elections committee. So I understand what was how our elections were supposed to be run. I saw that all these machines were connected to the internet, the tabulators, the adjudicators, all these guys. And frankly, it's not even against the law in Michigan. And I kept asking all the election officials, you know, are these machines connected to the internet? And I knew the answer to it, but they kept denying it and denying it and denying it. All these electronic voting system manufacturers kept denying it and denying it and denying it. And, you know, you developed those WMDs to sit there and say, you know what, I'm tired of these guys lying. Let's go off and expose the fact that they're lying. And these wireless monitoring devices are designed to go off and detect whether or not we have devices that are connected to the internet. And sure enough, we now have access to internal Dominion communications, thanks to Sheriff Darleaf, one of the constitutional sheriffs, one of my heroes out in Michigan, out in Berry County, Michigan, who sent a letter out to Jim Jordan that was delivered by attorney Stephanie Lambert, who actually had access to a lot of the information that's presented in these discovery items.
I'm going to back up a little bit, everybody, because I want to explain. Over a year ago, we started a thing. It was another deal with that I became very much involved in, and that was the sheriffs of the country. In fact, they have another speaking event or another event with the sheriffs in Las Vegas next, I think it's April 17th. I'm trying to figure out if I can get there. But last year I spoke at that, and then we had the sheriffs on, I believe it was our one of our election summits. And the sheriffs in every county, they have the control. It's all the sheriffs can do what they want. That is the ultimate control. They answer to nobody. They're the answer to the people, but they have the power. And when you get there, we were always trying to try the angle, everybody, that, hey, you go to a county clerk, you say, hey, you know, look at this. We want to get rid of the paper. We want to get rid of the machines, go to paper ballots, because look at all these people that live in our county or that voted in our county that didn't live here. That's a crime. So you bring them to the sheriffs and you go, hey, look at this. There's been a crime committed in our elections, and the sheriffs, everybody, if they can take it upon themselves and go, hey, let's put a moratorium on these machines or set them aside over here. I got to investigate this. Now, that's one thing sheriffs can do, but they have a lot of power. Well, Stephanie Lampert, I've known for 3 years. She goes all the way back to in Michigan, back with, I believe, with Matt DiPerno. This goes back then, and I was working over here, and they're working over there, and then there was a lot of crossover. But I think now recently, she was defending someone that has been sued by Dominion, if I remember correctly here.
Yeah.
And that would be Patrick Byrne, I believe. Yes. Well, Patrick got sued. Everybody, I want to tell you about Patrick Byrnes, too. You guys, I want to frame this because this thing goes, there's deep-rooted, it all goes to the same place, crime, right? But yeah. At the Cyber Symposium, everybody, at the original Cyber Symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, I put out advertising for that everywhere, okay? Every station accepted the ads for this. Hey, Mike's got a great event coming up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Watch it, you know, watch it on Lindell TV or Frank's Beach at that time. The only channel that would not accept the ads was Fox News, okay? And if everyone remembers, I pulled my pillows off of Fox News. I was so upset. Well, here's what happened. So ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Newsman, they all advertised it, okay? Now, on the first day of the Cyber Symposium, everybody, okay, they sued, Dominion sued Patrick Byrnes, Patrick Byrnes, Newsmax, and what was the other one? There were two, I believe, OAN. Okay. So sued those three for airing my ads, for putting my ads out there. But, you know, and pursuing for, you know, suing them for defamation. Two of them was for probably for, you know, for the ads. So what I'm saying is, what timing was that when they sued Patrick, Newsmax, and OAN? Now, the next day, everybody, at the Cyber Symposium, the judge in D.C. for the rest of the cases that the whole world was waiting, never been done before. Nobody thought that a judge would say, oh, these cases can move forward when people get sued for $1.3 billion for defamation because you're questioning these machine companies that run our elections. Nobody thought they'd be going forward. What timing, everybody? On the second day of the Cyber Symposium, Judge Nichols out of D.C., shoves the cases forward, the Sidney Powells, the Mike Lindell. So this goes all the way back to that, where Patrick getting attacked for this, right? Now, so now you can take it from there. So this Stephanie is Patrick's attorney for the defamation lawsuits. So it's obviously they do what everybody, it's called discovery, okay? Just for me alone, I spent $10 million probably, millions upon millions of dollars of lawyers working round the clock. These are the ones last August that were for a year, year and a half. All they do is discovery. They were making people that don't even work for MyPillow anymore, and two of them were deceased, that Dominion and all of them are demanding. We want all these emails and text messages, and we want all these documents. It's disgusting, everybody. Then when you do stuff to them and ask them for stuff, they gave us 22 million documents or some crazy number. Maybe it's 22,000. I think it's in the million. It's just ridiculous. So then you've got to siphon through, try and find a diamond in a hayfield, right? Well, that's what the discovery. So take it from there, Patrick. So is this where this was found in discovery? Or what?
Yes.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It was found in discovery, and attorney Stephanie Lampert, when she went through it, she discovered criminal violations. Now, she was under an NDA about disclosing it and not disclosing it. But, you know, when you see that there are actual criminal violations in those documents, and this was a civil trial that she was involved in, but as an attorney, you're obligated to go off and report those if you see criminal violations. And that's what she did. She reported them to Sheriff Darleaf, and Sheriff Darleaf was so concerned about what he saw in there that he penned a letter that was later dropped off by Stephanie Lambert to Representative Jim Jordan and his Weaponization of Government Committee, where they're investigating all this corruption that's happening nationwide, in this case specific to Dominion voting systems and some of the assertions that they've been making and some of the bad practices that they were making. And really, this is a treasure trove of information that has been released as a result of this. And among the disclosures on this goes back to
Hold on, Patrick. Yeah. I interrupt you one time there because I want to tell people, I really want the audience to understand what they do to these court cases or these lawsuits like I'm in for $1.some billion. Remember, everybody, I asked Dominion to sue me. Sue me, Dominion. Sue me, Dominion. I had all this evidence. The evidence I had was from Dennis Montgomery, who worked for the CIA, had been validated 10 ways from sundown. Here's all this evidence. Okay. Well, as in my discovery, and I'm going, no, you can't make this stuff up. I have people, depositions that I want to take, evidence and all this stuff. We do depositions, and everybody knows how I like those. You see what I told the lawyers in a couple of those depositions. But you have depositions and then these piles of discovery. What I found out, this is what they do. They put a non-disclosure on. Oh, well, you can ask for this, but we can't show the public this. That's what's disgusting, Patrick. I learned this. I'm going, well, what the heck are we got here? We have to save our country, and they can't see this evidence. They have to wait for some. That's what they did these defamation trials for, everybody. It isn't about the money for them. That little settlement with Fox News, shame on Fox News. Wait till they see all the evidence. Is Dominion going to give their money back? I'll tell you what, Dominion owes this country. All these machine companies do. They owe us, they need to spend time behind their own prison bars. But I'm telling you, when you do just with this deal here, when they can just bury stuff in court that the public can't see, it is just, it's like I am sitting on stuff now, all the evidence. Oh, it's in a non-thing. You can't say anything. You know, it's kind of like the time they took my phone, Patrick. They take my phone, everybody, the FBI at a Hardee's drive-through, and then they make me sign a sheet. This is part of an ongoing investigation. Please don't tell anyone that we took your phone. I'm going, unless you want to tell the attorney general first that you're going to tell the world. Well, how'd that go for them? It's disgusting, but keep going. So she does her job, and she sees a crime's been committed, so she turns it into her local sheriff. And then what happens?
And so then Sheriff Leaf said, you know, this needs broader attention. I mean, Berry County, where Sheriff Leaf works out of, is a fairly small county, and they've got, frankly, a prosecutor who's not doing her job. So he has to get additional support wherever he can. And there's one place that we have subpoena authority where we have the ability to go off and do more in-depth investigations that have the resource to do it. And it's not in my home state of Michigan anywhere, unfortunately. And it's the federal government. And right now there's only one branch in the federal government that seems interested in this election integrity, and that's the United States Congress. So that's where Darleaf reached out to, and ultimately you're spot on. This is about transparency. If they want us to believe in the election results, we need more transparency, not less. But a lot of these lawsuits are designed to just make sure we shut everybody down.
Here's a little people say, well, Mike, ESNS, they're not involved. They're in Omaha, Nebraska. They're the good old boys made in the USA. Let me tell you something about ESNS, everybody. Sure, they haven't sued anybody, but they're just keeping under the radar, and they're the biggest machine company in the United States. And let me tell you something. If you got to think about this, everybody, if you were ES&S and all these machines are being accused of having stuff, decryption key, everything in there, if you're ES&S, wouldn't you want to open up your machines to the public and go, hey, look at ours. We don't have these problems that you're accusing Dominion and Smartmatic. Yeah. But they can't do that because they have, right. It's all the same software and same vulnerability to being hacked and our country taken from it. And we have more stuff on ESNS, by the way, than we do on the other two. So anyway, Patrick, so yeah. With the sheriff there, can you show us, do you have a lot of the stuff that he's seen? Can you put up a lot of the stuff? I want to see the lies of Dominion, too. The owner of Dominion, you sent me a video today. Do we have that?
Maybe we can just roll that clip, and that'll highlight one of the key takeaways because it gets to the heart of why you have the wireless monitoring devices. They told us from the beginning that these machines were not connected to the internet. I saw with my own eyes at the TCS Center as a certified Microsoft small business specialist that that was a lie. But now we've got additional evidence to that, not just an eyewitness testimony, but we've got the actual developer of the Dominion systems, who, by the way, appears to be based out of Belgrade, Serbia. We have the actual developer testifying that these machines are being designed to connect to the internet. So without further ado, Apollo, can you roll the tape?
Do you swear to tell the truth or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. Additionally, voting systems are, by design, meant to be used as closed systems that are not networked, meaning they are not connected to the internet.
So you can see the statements as well as I can, Mike.
So on the left, everybody is saying, under oath, John Polis, the Dominion CEO, says that they're designed, they're not connected to the internet. And then on the right, you have one more thing. When we are sending election results through the internet from tabulators or RTM, this is not closed system anymore. Now, who is this, Renko Stavalik?
He's one of the designers. So when Polis is saying that the systems are not designed to connect to the internet, you know, this Stantovic guy is talking about how, well, actually, we are now designing them to connect to the internet. And we got, we've got tons of other data.
It's kind of interesting. We're going on, you keep talking, but I want to quick interject here. You guys, it goes back 2.5 years when I actually sent a plane over to Serbia because there were Serbians that worked for Dominion there that were going to be whistleblowers, but they wanted immunity in the United States, which I couldn't give them. I'm going, what am I going to do? I can hide you out, but I certainly can't get you. I had no access to do that. And it ended up being a very expensive, wasted plane to go over there with these guys that they were afraid. They wanted to get out of there, and but then they were afraid about telling their story. And now it seems like it's come full circle here. Why are these now they're caught because of emails, right? That were discovered in discovery in this case. So the emails are there now. Patrick, I heard from a source that all the employees over there, the Dominion employees, have quit. Is that true, or is that just a rumor now?
I don't know. I can't say.
We should have Alan Duke come in and fact check this, huh? You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bottom line is, the contents of this discovery was concerning enough that Sheriff Leaf said, "I have to bring this to the attention of the authorities and get some additional help from our folks up in D.C." And here's just a collection of some of the assertions that Sheriff Leaf made on this, if you don't mind me reading them here.
Go ahead and read them.
He highlights that there's evidence that foreign nationals have accessed electronic voting systems in Michigan and other states. This evidence demonstrates that electronic voting machines and electronic election systems used for elections in Michigan and throughout the United States are not secure, and an immediate investigation is needed by Congress. The evidence in my file of Serbian foreign nationals entering our election system while the votes were being counted and prior to certification. So that's concerning that we had foreign nationals in the middle of our election system during the tabulation of the votes. He's also investigating the role that there were individuals in the United States that played a role in conspiring with these foreign nationals, and he even directed and instructed them to access and interfere with electronic voting machines and systems during past elections, including the November 2020 election. So this is adding up to be some not so good stuff here, right? And he also has evidence that the U.S. Dominion and its affiliates instructed its employees to alter or otherwise falsify the integrity of software and hardware in its voting machines and systems to attain certification by the EAC, even when they knew that the systems could not be properly verified and certified. Now, that's fraud. That's something that definitely has to get addressed and investigated if it is true. My office is, and I've seen evidence already, the preliminary evidence going through the 2,173 pages of emails that seems to indicate that there's an attempt to kind of whitewash some of the configuration differences. Now, Mike, I don't know if you knew this or not, but in addition to being an aerospace engineer, worked on space station, I also served as a FAA certification engineer for a company that built systems for aircraft. And so you have to get certified whenever you change your design for any sort of subsystem. I mean, you know this with your plane. If there's any tweak to the design that you're putting in that aircraft, it has to get evaluated by the FAA and make sure that it's still safe to fly. So if you change your avionics suite, you got to make sure that that avionics suite is compatible with the rest of the airplane configuration, or else that flight is grounded. Well, now we got a case where it appears that Dominion is trying to get around the certification. They've got changes to their design. They've got changes to their system. They don't want to go through the full-up certification anymore through the EAC. So they're attempting just to kind of pass it off and see if it scoots under the radar. That's a no-no. So if this were a plane, it would be grounded.
Right. That's a crime. And I don't even have to look, but I will ask you this. Was Eric Coomer involved in those communications?
The preliminary indications for the emails that seem to indicate that behavior do have his name at the top of the email as a person who sent it. So
So everybody, Eric Coomer, I guess, was, I don't know what he was with Dominion then, but he was one of the big shots there. And remember, everybody, he sued me and my pillow on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol when I was there doing an event. He sued me. I didn't even know who that guy was. It's disgusting. That's the lawyers that I called a lot of names to when that frivolous case came before me. I was so upset. I didn't even know who this Coomer guy was. And I'll tell you what. Now, have I said a lot of stuff afterwards about him? Absolutely. You sued me in my pillow. You know, that makes you a traitor, a criminal right there. I did nothing wrong to this Coomer guy. But if I'd have known all this stuff back then, I would have sure brought his name up. And isn't it funny, a guy that, you know, it's kind of funny, these guys that are going around suing people, they're all guilty. And, you know, it's like, you talk about lawfare, you know. And I'll tell you one thing that happened in the Coomer case, everybody, why I was so upset the day when you see me call the guy an a-hole and all this other stuff. Well, I'll tell you, and then one of the clips I said, they said, you know, the Judge Wang is going to see this too out of Colorado. And I said, well, I got a big problem with her too. Here's the problem I had with her, everybody. Not only did you have lawfare going on in this country that hadn't been used since 1792, Judge Wang was put in the summer of 20, I couldn't get the date, but summer of 22, I think it was. That's when Coomer sued me. So she was then the judge. Now, when Coomer sued me, it was so frivolous. I had never seen about it. I didn't even know what a guy was. And he sued my pillow. Now, my lawyers put in up for dismissal, just to dismiss this. You're right to, hey, I don't even know the guy. I'm innocent. It would be like if somebody sued you, everybody, that you weren't even at the scene, right? So that's why you get to put in for dismissal and say, hey, here's the facts. And judge, you either ruled to dismiss it or not. Well, this judge, Patrick, I don't know if you know, she waited till fall and then she said, I'm not going to make that decision. You go ahead and do discovery and spend millions of dollars while I take my sweet time. Well, I didn't find out about that till the spring of 23, everybody. My first time I even opened up the file on it, because I thought it was just another Dominion suit. I didn't know it was this guy named Eric Coomer. Seriously, I didn't. So I open it up and I go, what? I go, and I tell my lawyers all these things. I said, look it. I said, he attacked. I said, he made a dirty deal with Newsmax in the spring of 22. And they talked about not having Mike Lindell ever on Newsmax again to go on there and just talk about anything. I haven't been on Newsmax since. I can't go on there. They're afraid even to pre-tape me. So what happened then was the money that was made at Newsmax for MyPillow, $3 million was taken in the 3 months prior to what Coomer did, $300,000 the 3 months after. And that's just appearances that I would make and that they were doing over there at Newsmax to help MyPillow. But that stopped in the sand when Eric Coomer made a dirty deal with Newsmax. Now, he makes that deal. So I'm reading this. I'm going, are you kidding me? You sued MyPillow after what you did to them? And then Judge Wang had not even ruled in 9 months that I'm spending all this money? Here's what it would do to our country, everybody, if Judge Wang set a precedent. Anyone that, if I wanted to sue anybody that didn't have money, I could run them out of money and they're done. So that's why I went after Judge Wang. I said, you need to make a decision. You're not going to ruin our country. Well, she did. She made a decision and ruled against me, but at least she made a ruling. You've got to make a ruling. That's why you have dismissals where you can put this in for a dismissal, you know. But it was disgusting. That's what I was so upset about. I'm going, you know, she put it in now. And actually now, that same case, everybody, that's up for a summary judgment. We put in for a summary judgment, and she's sitting on that too now. Why? You know, here's the evidence. Coomer's out hiding. You have all this evidence of Coomer now, who he really is. You know, we find out Coomer's the mastermind over there doing all this stuff in these emails, switching a stuff that's supposed to be certified. Oh, yeah, let's figure out a way around it. And by the way, Patrick, you know, this matches evidence also down in Arizona, the stuff we have at the Supreme Court, because they manipulated the software there too, everybody, which is a felony. Okay? You know, isn't it funny? You got different cases coming in from different directions. Just like I said all along, with the Dennis Montgomery evidence in 21, on January 9th of 2021, and then we got the Castvote records, everybody, and all these other things, it all points to the same thing. When a crime is committed, when you have a diamond store heist and you have all different cameras, it's just a different camera from a different view. All the facts remain the same. The facts don't change, everybody. The real thing, if you can get to it, those don't change. But we just could never see them, and now we're seeing them from different angles. Which I brought up Castvote records, Patrick. You tell me, were any of these emails, did they say anything about the importance of Castvote records? Because they're one of the most important things we can get out of the machines, everybody. The Castvote records is like, it's like the order the votes come in. So it's like watching a football game. If you miss it, you go back and watch it from start to finish. The scores don't change. Go in reverse. They certainly go 14-14 second quarter. Then third quarter comes as 14-3. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, you're either there are definitely quite a few references to Castvote records. There's also quite a few references to what happened in Detroit, which is particularly of interest to me. There's a lot of references to what happened in Maricopa County. They were freaking out when they started getting questions that were highly technical questions from some of the subject matter experts that were examining the data out in Maricopa County. And I'm still going through a lot of that information. But the bottom line, Mike, is that you've been right since day one on this. You highlighted that these machines are connected to the internet. You highlighted that these machines have serious security vulnerabilities that can be exploited and were exploited. And all that information and more is actually captured in these emails. Matter of fact, I went through the last 588 pages of this 2,173-page data dump from Dominion internal emails. That last 588 pages dealt with open ticket or IT support issues on Dominion systems for these quote-unquote secure systems that have been tested and EAC certified. 588 pages of issues from all across the country that had to be reconciled in the wake of the 2020 election. That doesn't tell me that they had their feces consolidated, my friend.
Right. How about this? Yeah, I know we talked beforehand about the cast vote records. Were those emails, you told me that the emails going back and forth, they're saying, how do we manipulate the cast vote records or something like that? I could be taking it out of context, but there were emails. And then was Eric Coomer involved in those emails? Those are two questions.
Coomer's name's all over this. He's all over the help ticket system. But I don't want to get too far out in front of my skis on some of that. What I can say is that there's a lot of discussions that dealt with cast vote records pertaining to when did you decide to close out a precinct and could you reopen it, reopen an election after it's been closed, which should never happen. When you close a precinct, it's supposed to be stopped, no more additional votes. And what we found in some of the communications that when it comes to ImageCast Precinct, which are the in-person tabulators for Dominion, they were closed and they stayed closed. But if it came down to what they used to process the absentee or mail-in ballots, the ImageCast Central machines, and which were connected to the results transfer laptops, and which were also connected to the election management system servers, those, once they were closed, they could be reopened again. So you know how we constantly get ballots shoved in and stuffed and they're constantly finding new mail-in ballots?
This is huge, everybody. So I'm going to say this right now. What you just heard, these are emails going back and forth with Dominion's higher-ups and employees and all this stuff, the Eric Coomers of the world. What Patrick just said there, they said, hey, we can open up all the mail-in votes and the afterwards, but we can't. Once you have the same day, it's sealed. I'm going to tell you all once again. I'm going to say this. Anybody that says, let's all vote early and do as the Democrats go, they're misconstrued. They're wrong. Horrible advice. We have primaries coming up. You tell everyone you know to vote same day. I don't care what they're saying over at the RNC. The RNC passed a resolution. Same day voting, paper ballots, hand counted, signature required, precinct level. They're going, anyone over there now because of new leadership, whatever, they're saying, vote early, vote early, vote early. They're wrong. They're 100% wrong. Not 99% wrong. 100% wrong. Does everybody hear that? And you can, all you journalists can print it. Mike Lindell goes against the leaders of the new leaders of the RNC. Well, then quit saying it. You go RNC, you voted 168 to nothing last August. If they want to have me there, I'll lay it all out. I'll bring my whole team there. We'll put it on a national thing. In fact, I think what we're going to do, Patrick, because I don't want to, you know, what I've been telling everyone, well, let's not waste time arguing with who's right or wrong about voting early, like the Democrats. I think, because I said we got plenty of time, but then I got an email here. I mean, I got a text from someone we all know, and she said to me, "Mike, you got to get out and tell the world now that we have to vote same day with the machines because there's primaries coming up." Well, I agree. So what I think we should do is we have all of our team and go through all the reasons why we need to vote same day. It's harder for them to cheat. Maybe, Patrick, do you have like an overview of that, like in 2 minutes? Why would we vote same day versus early voting?
Well, the machines, even if they're not flipping their votes, they're actually giving recon or intel out to, if you think of it as a military campaign, you're giving advance notice to your enemy as to what the conditions are on the ground. And you don't want them to have an understanding of how many of your people have gone out or voted, because that allows them to get around all these ballot injection spikes that were so obvious during the 2020 election that they couldn't hide it. So, and here's another reason. I'm looking through some, not well disclosed strategy documents for the Democrats. The central pillar of their success strategy, the hill that they will die on, is early voting. And you got to ask yourself, why is that? And it's for those reasons. They have access through their non-government organizations that we can't issue FOIA requests. They have access to information that the general public just does not have access to. They've got all the backdoor access to our election systems. They know who's voted, who hasn't voted, when they voted. They actually have access to all this data. We don't.
Right. Well, and here's what I'm going to tell everybody. We watched it in not just 2020. We watched it in the 2022 election. Everything goes through, what's this thing in New Jersey again? What's that called? On the night of the election, it all goes through that company in New Jersey, something report.
Edison Research?
Edison Research, everybody. It all goes through there. We watched it in real time, everybody. Everybody's seen it on TV. All of a sudden, 20,000 votes go from here to here. Or we watched the Oz spikes, the Oz Fetterman. All of a sudden, 90,000 votes injected five times, everybody, just injection. So if just think if we voted early, like you say, if you vote early and all these things, they already know. They don't have to do these. They don't have to react like they had to there. If you force them on election day, if we all go in on election day, they don't know what's going to hit them. So they have to do something. They're caught, basically, if they try and do anything on election day. Or they got to do what Pennsylvania does every election. What do? They have more votes than voters. This time around, everybody, the people are not going to let it stand. Corrupt places like Pennsylvania, where they certify their votes when they had more votes than voters. It's illegal, everybody. They did it three elections in a row in Pennsylvania now, and many other places in the country. But if I had an election, 10 people went out and vote out of my house, 10 people go vote, and we count the votes, and the final score is 12-3. Where'd the other five votes come from? They came from the dirty voter rolls, everybody. So I'm telling you, if you vote same day, now they got to figure out another way to cheat, just like they did to Kerry Lake down in Arizona.
You brought up Edison Research. One of the things that does show up in these Dominion internal emails is that Dominion is exporting results out to Seidel. And Seidel is that company that everybody swears up and down isn't based in Barcelona, Spain, but all the contracts in Michigan with Seidel have Barcelona, Spain as their operating address. So Dominion is shipping our election results to a Barcelona, Spain-based company, and they're talking about exporting it during some of these emails. So guys, this is when they say that they're not connected to the internet, they're not connected to any foreign nationals or anything like that. They're lying. And it's up to everybody that's listening to this program to share that information with all their friends and family. Now, ultimately, this comes down to there's been folks like yourself, Mike, and a lot of other meddling kids all across the country, including Patrick Byrne and everybody else that's been telling the truth since day one. And they've taken a lot of heat as a result of that because the bad guys can't afford to have us be successful on it. They got to marginalize us so that nobody goes up.
Well, they have to keep you off news, Mac. Right. Yeah, that's right.
But there's only one side of this argument that thrives with transparency, and that's ours because we're on the side of the truth.
No, that's exactly right. And everybody, you've got to realize, why has the attack on Mike Lindell and MyPillow been turned up 10x over January of 21? And because in August, we announced the plan to secure our election. We announced the wireless monitoring devices that expose the big lie that they're all connected to the internet. Because what's been blocking all our cyber evidence for 3 years? Our machines aren't connected. You can't have cyber evidence if we're not connected to the internet. You're a lying conspiracy theorist. Now, everybody, when we announced the plan in August, that's why they've been attacking. But this is manifested to a lot of things right now. You've got right now all this stuff coming out in Michigan with the sheriff, these people that have courage like him to go out there, get it to Jim Jordan. The Congress now, they need to look at it, everybody. And how are they going to look at it? I'll tell you, you think Fox News is going to go out there and report, hey, this is sitting here at Congress. Come on, we got to do stuff. No, Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media, no one's going to report it except for right here. Our Supreme Court case, everybody, no one's going to report that except for right here. So you remember, on this network, we've got Steve Bannon, Lou Dobbs, Emeril Robinson. The list goes on and on. You're hearing truth here. You're hearing the news. But you're not going to hear that out there. So what do we need? We need your help, everybody. We need your funds. We need every dime you can afford to save our country. If you can't afford anything, find a friend that can. because we need support right now. Every dime that comes in tonight to the Lindell, to donate to the plan, every dime, we're going to use the biggest marketing you ever seen to get the word out, to put pressure on Congress. But people need to know. 300 million people need to know. They need to know that that there is a case at the Supreme Court to get rid of these machines, that there is all this stuff that Dominion has, the communications that with their higher-ups that were in on this. So we need you to go to call 800-598-6747. Please help save our country. There's the address you can send your checks to, 1550 Audubon Road, Chaska, Minnesota, 55318. Send them there. Donate. Go to lindellplan.com. You can see the Supreme Court case there. If we don't get the word out, and I've said it before to all, you know what? Spread the word if you can't afford to donate. I'm telling you, do both. You need to do both. I don't care if it's $5 a month, $5 now, or $5,000. We need hundreds of thousands of dollars right now, because we're going to take that. We're going to go out and we're going to spread. I don't, whatever we can do. Email blast, hiring companies with email blast, text mark. We've been down this road before, everybody. I have. Back when we did Absolute Proof and we launched it on February 5th of 2021, Vimeo canceled us, YouTube, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, Twitter. The Facebook fact checkers contains nudity and porn over the Absolute Proof movie. We had to get it out there, and we had to spend a lot of money to get it out there through emails. And we did research where all the senators were that were going to impeach Donald Trump on the following Tuesday. We sent it to neighborhoods everywhere, spent money on everything to promote this Absolute Proof. Well, it paid off, because you know why? 160 million people watched that two-hour movie in its entirety over 3 days. 3 days. So now we need your help. Now we spend money even overseas on networks and stuff where they would put it out. Remember, no one in here in this country would. I couldn't go buy ads to put that out. Are you kidding me? Our media wants that silent. So we need your money, your help now. We got to do whatever. I don't care if it's yard signs. We got a big plan together where we can spread it with different things that I've used when I'm back to market my pill. I'm going to use everything I can for all my marketing, everything I've learned. And this is what's going to go into spreading this word. We have it all there. You guys, we have all the tools. We have the Election Crime Bureau that Patrick runs. We have the Cause of America. We have the Frank Social app. We have the Frank Speech app, the Mike Lindell Courage app. We have all these tools, and we have 300,000 people on the ground. We have lawyers, cyber guys. What we don't have is the resources. We're getting so close now. We've got to save our country. But you know what? We need your help. Pour in the money. Pour in the dollars. 100% is going to go to help save your country. I don't know how else to say it. They took everything I've had. They've attacked, destroyed my company, whatever. But the one thing they didn't get was my voice. And I can still solicit money, get out there. The journalists can say, look at that grifter. They said, the bots and trolls said, well, I got to be the worst grifter that ever lived, because I didn't ask for it until I was out. I'm telling you, everybody, I am out and I need your help. We've come this far and we have one chance to save our country. The machines got to go. They have to go. People need to get put in prison. We can do that later. Right now, we got to switch to paper ballots everywhere. If you're watching and you're from a county out there, your county, go to your county right now, tomorrow. Say, we want these machines gone. I don't care if you're in Detroit. I don't care if you're in Oregon. I don't care if you're in California. I don't care if you're in Arizona. I don't care if you're in Hawaii. Everyone in this country is watching. You should spread the word. Go to Lindell Plan. Go to your county and say, we want these machines gone. We want paper ballots hand counted, which, by the way, everybody, part of the plan, we're going to have massive petitions in every county. Patrick's working on that. Now I'm circling back, Patrick. I know we're getting that set up where we're going to have a grid of the whole United States, right, where we have each town, each county broke down, and we're going to take every county like it's our only county. And we're going to say, hey, what if you had to make this county the best election systems in the world, and we're going to go after that. Isn't it funny that the best system is basically, people would say, going back in time, paper ballots, hand counted. My pillow is handmade with you know, people sewing and putting the stuff in there, sometimes doing it by hand, even the weighing by hand is better than machines. And our elections have to be paper ballots hand counted. So Patrick, you got any closing things there? That was my closing.
Now, I'll just reiterate, Mike's left everything out on the field. And if we want to take our country back, we all have to get engaged. It's not the United States of Mike, everybody. He's putting everything he's got on the table. It takes all of us to work together to make this successful. Guys, the pieces are in play. They're on the chessboard. Now we just need your resource to go off and move them around on the board so that we can be effective.
And thanks, Patrick, everybody. Patrick is a hero to our country. He put everything in for a long, long time now. And there's a lot of heroes out there. Courage is contagious, everybody. Courage is contagious. And right now, don't save your courage, I say, for a rainy day because it's pouring outside. But we've got the answers. All we need is your help. Now's the time to stand up. If you know judges out there, by the way, encourage them. And say, hey, be the judge you know how to be that God put you here for. Don't kick cases down the street for unstanding anymore. You know, and everyone says, all the judges are corrupt. No, they're not corrupt. They're afraid. They're filled with fear that they don't want to be the first judge that cracks this open and says, look at these machines, melt them down and turn them into prison bars. Remember, everybody, one judge in Florida, one brave judge a few years ago, made a ruling and said, hey, masks need to go on airplanes. It's unconstitutional. Overnight, there wasn't a mask on an airplane anywhere in the world. One judge had the courage. One judge had the courage in Argentina last summer to say, these machines gotta go. They went to paper ballots, hand counted, and saved their country from decades of communist rule. They freed their country. Taiwan protected their country. Paper ballots, hand counted. Ecuador followed the suit of all these countries that have paper ballots hand counted, and that we're the hope for the 51 countries that have been taken by the machine, the last one being Brazil. The United States, this is it. The whole world depends on this right now, what's going to go on. But if we go down here, like Ronald Reagan said, if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere. It's over. So you want the future of our kids, our children, our grandchildren, everybody, keep the prayers up and please help out. So Patrick, thanks for coming on. I'm not hearing music, but I think we're out of time. So, God bless you. Thank you. That's the Lindell Report, everybody.